Now, our old friend Tess Monahan makes a cameo in this book, a welcome cameo. So what's going on with her? When will we be hearing from her again?
You'll be hearing from her next year. It took me a long time to figure out how to get back into Tess's life after I was oh so clever and had her have a child.
Of course.
And I was so entranced with doing my update of Daughter of Time / Rear Window. And then the reality of how will I write these stories that, as suspense stories, do require a certain amount of suspense and danger for the main character. How do I do that and not make people want to throw the book across the room in anger and frustration at the risk that Tess Monahan is taking now that she's the mother of a small child? And I eased back into it by writing a short story about Tess about a year ago that had no violence in it. I was asked to do a story for a series of bibliophile stories that Otto Penzler was commissioning for his bookstore in New York City. And it was about a case of shoplifting at a local children's bookstore. You know, just so much inventory disappearing that it seemed unfathomable what was going on. And then I found I was ready. And I think I knew when Tess showed up in this book that I would be ready to write about her again and that I was preparing myself. And I realized that the way to write about Tess as a mother was to go full at it, to go full at a book that was all about being a mother and about the judgments that everyone brings to parents, but especially mothers. So in the next book, Tess is working for a woman who 10 years previously was acquitted of the death of her daughter on the grounds of criminal insanity because of psychotic postpartum depression. There's always been some doubt, though, always some doubt whether she was truly worthy of the diagnosis or just extremely clever. And now Tess is not only working for her and having a lot of those own doubts herself, she's beginning to get these notes that start off as innocuous and then become creepier and creepier until she finds that she's getting these anonymous notes that are calling her out for being a bad parent.
Oh. That's going to be incredible.
I hope so. My editor's reading it right now, and she sent me an email this morning saying, I'm riveted. Don't be despairing because I haven't finished it yet. She knows me well after 19 going on 20 books.
And Every Secret Thing will be a film this year.
I think so. It's just been in the final stages of post-production. The last I heard, it would be headed for film festivals because it was made as an independent film on a very small budget, although with amazing talent. I'm amazed to look at, and it's all women. That's the cool thing.
Oh, great.
Frances McDormand optioned and produced the book. It was almost 10 years ago. She probably thought she might star in it at the time, but she didn't. Nicole Holofcener wrote the screenplay, was at one point attached to direct, and then decided the material was too dark. So they brought in Amy Berg, and it's her first feature film after two really well-received documentaries, which include West of Memphis and Deliver Us from Evil. And then the stars are Diane Lane, Elizabeth Banks, and Dakota Fanning.
Wow.
I saw it in October. It was still in a rough cut. It wasn't sound mixed. The sound mix was really just finished last week. And I had to take a friend because I knew I would not be able to assess the film on any analytical, critical basis. As a matter of fact, sitting there, the only fault I could find with it would always go back to the source material. I was like, oh, that part of the story could have been better. Could have thought that through a little bit more. But I was really struck by what they did with it and with the care they brought to paring the book down because, of course, storylines and characters had to be eliminated. I had no delusions about how it works. And I felt that I could not have been in better hands. I felt really honored by what they did with the material.
That's so good to hear. That's so exciting.
All the performances are top-notch, and there's one young actress who is unfamiliar to me, Danielle McDonald, I believe is her name, who plays one of the key roles, and she just blew me away. And, you know, I'm married to someone who makes television for a living, but I don't lay much claim to having expertise in that. But I do think I know something now about the look of a project, and the director of photography on this was just outstanding. From the moment I saw dailies just on an iPad, I could tell that it was going to be an exceptionally beautiful film in a way that's right for it because it is a dark and gritty story. So you don't want it to be rosy with, you know, lavender hints in the sky, but it's incredible to look at.
Oh, what a great feeling for you.